Premier Health has announced it will close Good Samaritan Hospital sometime late in 2018. The closing is part of a long-term strategic plan that should strengthen the company and benefit the local community. Premier Health President and CEO Mary Boussalis said the decision was not made lightly.
And we made the very difficult emotional decision that we could not, on a long-term basis, sustain two high acuity hospitals that are only 5 miles apart.
As part of the long-term plan, the Good Sam North campus and Miami Valley South will be expanded to cover services now offered at the Philadelphia Drive location. According to Boussalis, the national trend of increased outpatient care and a population shift in the Miami Valley were some key issues behind the decision to close Good Sam, but she believes that most, if not all, of the more than 2,000 Good Sam employees will be able to move to Miami Valley or one of the other Premier Health campuses.
I'm very confident because we've done a lot of analysis around it. You've got to remember we're the second largest employer after the Bays. So a plus of being large is that even in your natural turnover, you carry a large number of vacancies. And it, because we're giving it the year transition, we can work with individuals over time.
Continuing to acknowledge that the closing will be an emotional issue for a lot of people with ties to Good Sam, especially those who were born there, Boussalis says in a few weeks, Premier will engage residents and community leaders in a series of public forums seeking input on what services could still be provided at the Philadelphia Drive site where Good Samaritan stands. Premier Health will work with Citywide Development Corporation and Planning Next to complete the redevelopment. The latter company is also involved in the redevelopment of the current Montgomery County Fairgrounds location. Jerry Kenny, WYSO.